More investment in farms, more food on the table. Combined with an improved farmer input support program, farmers across Zambia are producing more than ever. The result? A record-breaking 5 million tons of maize harvested in the 2025-2026 farming season.
We started the change. Now let's finish the job. On the 30th of August 2026, vote for Hakainde Hichilema as President of the Republic of Zambia. And let us continue to move Zambia forward together.
Ish!
Next customer.
These bills keep draining me.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Hello there. I'm well. Just about to give you the remainder of my salary.
Mandy?
Why? I just got a cashback from Stanbic.
Really?
I thought I was finished.
Must be nice having a bank that pays your bills.
Mandy?
Switch your salary account today. Visit your nearest Stanbic branch or call 8200 for details. Terms and conditions apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FMA News.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
On Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Police pick two to arrest probe into Lukulu attack that left seven dead. Independent candidate urges ECZ to rescind ban on kendo symbol. In global news, Malawians repatriated from South Africa amid xenophobia concerns. Welcome to the main news on Phoenix FM at 18 hours with Ruben Mwanza. The Zambia police in Western Province has picked two men to assist with investigations into a suspected aggravated robbery, murder and arson attack in which seven people were killed and four others injured in Lukulu district. The attack occurred between 01 and 02 hours on the 60th of June 2026 at Kamboi village in the Imenda area, about 20 kilometers north of Lukulu Boma along the Lukulu Watopa off-road, where unknown criminals allegedly armed with offensive weapons set fire to five houses and stole 43 head of cattle. Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga says the two individuals picked to assist with investigations are a nephew and younger brother of the main suspect, Mr. Numbo Mate, following information obtained during ongoing inquiries. Mr. Hamonga explained that one of the injured survivors, a 29-year-old woman, positively identified the main suspect during the incident and remains admitted to Lukulu District Hospital, where she is receiving treatment for injuries to the head and hand. He has warned members of the public against harboring of or concealing the main suspect, saying such actions constitute a criminal offence and urged anyone with information on this his whereabouts to report to the nearest police station.
Further, as part of the ongoing investigation, crime prevention efforts, police officers visited Kabompo, Dongwe areas on the 7th of June 2026, which are suspected crossing points for stolen animals from Lukuru and surrounding areas. During the visit, officers engaged members of the neighborhood watch, committees and other security personnel, urging them to remain alert and promptly report any suspicious movements of animals for verification purposes. Contact details were exchanged to strengthen coordination and information sharing.
Shilanga North independent parliamentary candidate Guess Nyirenda has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ to rescind the reported directive banning the use of the candle symbol by independent candidates in the August 13th, 2026 general elections. Mr. Nyirenda says the move is unfair and contradictory, arguing that the candle was among the official symbols provided and approved by the commission during the nomination process. He says independent candidates had already invested significant resources in campaign materials bearing the symbol, including posters, banners, billboards, and branded clothing. Mr. Nyirenda has warned that any attempt to withdraw or ban the symbol midway through the campaign period would result in financial losses for affected candidates and create confusion among voters. He has further disclosed that members of the political party liaison committee meeting held at Chilanga District Council this morning unanimously rejected the reported directive, describing it as a move that could undermine confidence in the electoral process.
Myself and many other candidates have already invested substantial financial resources in producing campaign materials, including posters, banners, flyers, billboards, t-shirts, and also songs at a very huge cost. It is unfair and unacceptable that the ECZ is going to go this route.
The Civil Service Commission has commenced a spot check exercise to verify all 2,000 newly recruited health workers who have reported for duty across the country. Speaking when he called on Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Muna Mwanakampwe at his office in Kabwe, Civil Service Commission Chairperson Dr. Jolwe Beani said the exercise is aimed at confirming that the successful candidates have taken up their appointments and are serving at their designated stations. Dr. Beani said on the 9th of April 2026, the Commission announced the completion of the recruitment of 2,000 health workers under the Ministry of Health, and successful candidates were instructed to collect their appointment letters between 10th and 20th April and report to their respective stations by 30th June 2026. He said the Commission will engage district commissioners, council secretaries and district health directors in three selected districts to assess issues surrounding the appointments and deployment of the newly recruited officers. Dr. Beani noted that while challenges may have emerged during the process, the exercise forms part of government's decentralization agenda aimed at ensuring public services reach all parts of the country.
The Commission is here to undertake its mandate to ensure that all the appointed persons get appointed. Government has done this as a provide career opportunities within the sector. It is now up to the newly recruited staff to reciprocate this gesture by reporting and demonstrating commitment to duty. During this visit, the Commission will also the District Commissioners, Council Secretaries, and District Health Directors in three selected districts.
Meanwhile, Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Muna Mwanakampwe has commended the Civil Service Commission for implementing President Hakainde Hichilema's decentralization policy through the recruitment process. Dr. Mwanakampwe, however, expressed concern over growing cases of financial illiteracy and indiscipline among newly employed public health workers, noting that lending institutions often target new recruits on the day they receive appointment letters, encouraging them to take up loans without proper financial planning.
One of the major challenges that we have grappled is the issue to do with financial lending. Financial lending institutions need to be control. The day our officers are receiving appointment letters, you find the people see that all of financial ethics. And before you know it, they are officers, and they get involved too much.